Today, we are talking about passive income in 2026 and what actually works for beginners based on real data.
I feel like I see those get-rich-quick videos every time I open my phone, Mark, so it's refreshing to actually look at the data.
It is necessary because the reality is that only about 20% of U.S. households receive any passive income at all.
That is way lower than the internet makes it seem, right?
Exactly, and for those who do get it, the median amount is only about $4,200 per year.
So, it is basically a nice bonus, not a replacement for a full-time paycheck.
Right, but people are feeling the pressure because 69% of us are currently living paycheck to paycheck.
I hear that from my friends constantly, and it makes sense why everyone is looking for that extra income stream to stay afloat.
You have to look at it as two lanes. Either you deploy your capital or you deploy your deferred work.
I like that distinction because it forces you to choose between investing your money or investing your actual time.
Exactly, and if you choose the time route, like a side gig, the median income is only $200 a month.
Wow, so the dream of making thousands while sleeping is definitely not the standard for most people.
It really is not. And if you want to reach that meaningful mark of $500 a month, only about 12% of people get there.
That sounds like a business, not a hobby, so I assume you have to treat it like one?
You do. And remember that roughly 20% of new businesses fail in their very first year.
That is a sobering stat, but it makes sense if people go into it without a real plan or budget.
For lane A, the capital route, the most boring but reliable way is buying broad index funds or dividend ETFs.
Everyone on Reddit seems to swear by that, even though it feels like watching paint dry.
It is boring because it works, and you are basically just decoupling your income from your daily labor.
What about real estate? Everyone talks about that as the ultimate passive income dream.
It is, but the data shows it acts more like a part-time job, especially when you factor in maintenance and repairs.
I have heard enough horror stories about midnight water heater leaks to know that is not truly passive.
For lane B, which is digital products, you have to spend months building the asset before you see a single dollar.
I have seen people try to launch an ebook or a template, and it honestly seems like a grind at the start.
It is, but once it is listed, the cost to deliver that product to the next customer is zero.
That is the scalability everyone is looking for, but I assume there is a catch with taxes?
Oh, the tax trap is real, because you are often looking at a 15.3% self-employment tax on top of your income tax.
That would definitely sting if you finally hit that $1,000 profit mark and then lost $400 of it to the government.
You have to track your expenses and set aside about 30% of your side income for tax season.
So, if I'm a beginner, what is the actual takeaway here?
Pick just one lane for the next 6 months and stay consistent.
Don't try to do everything at once. Just start small and let the math work for you.
Exactly. Check out geldzack.com for more practical resources on how to get started the right way.